This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Hello, everybody. Welcome in. Just past 12 noon. Well, 11 minutes past. My name is Mike Morin. Carol Lawrence is enjoying a four-day weekend getaway, visiting her mom, which is good. Always good to visit mom. So I'm here, and lots planned today, so we'll jump right into it. Let you know what is on the docket today. Food for Thought on 107.7 WTPL The Pulse. So here's the game plan for today. Our comedy cold cuts section will feature a comedy about hamburgers today because May is Hamburger Month. I mean, every month should be Hamburger Month, quite honestly, because there's so many different kinds. So we'll be highlighting that in the form of comedy in just the next few moments. Then we're going to completely shift gears and go to dessert with a woman who spent her entire career up to the last couple years as a high-end fashion designer. I mean, she worked for The Gap. She worked for, all right, okay, so The Gap isn't high-end. But, I mean, she was a high-end manager, administrator, maybe even a CEO for a lot of large companies in New York. So then she decided enough of that. Her real passion was baking. So now she makes these amazing cakes. I mean, you've seen amazing cakes on some of the Food Network shows. She blows them away. And she has a book out called Stylish Cakes. And if you are at all into cake decorating, this is a book that you want to pick up. It's a beautiful book, for one thing, and very helpful as well. And then we're going to probably try to get some of our health back after burgers and cake and talk to Carol Phillips, who is a wellness coach on so many different levels. Just did a book, as a matter of fact, called 52 Simple Ways to Health. So she'll get us back on track after we find ourselves going off the rails a little bit with too many burgers and too much cake. You see how it all kind of ties together? That's what we do here on Food for Thought. Again, Carol is away. Hey, next week, Monday, will be our usual suspects. The lineup will feature Rocco Boulay from Integrity Fit, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. He is back from Florida, sporting a pretty nice tan, I would say. Also, June is in Meatless Mondays. We try to at least devote one section a week to folks that don't eat meat and find some interesting recipes. We'll also be talking with Rick Bayless. Rick Bayless is like the chef in Chicago. He's got three Mexican restaurants, a bunch of cookbooks. He's on PBS with a regular show, has been for over a dozen years. And this guy is, you think the Dos Equis beer guy is the most interesting man in the world? I think Rick Bayless gives him a run for his money. We'll be chatting with him because Tuesday is Cinco de Mayo, so we got to get some good Mexican food talk in. We found probably the top guy in the country when it comes to that. Also, in the week ahead, we'll be talking to Mark Murphy, who is a chef, an author, and a judge on the TV show Chopped. So we'll be checking in with him. The coupon lady, Kim Bergeron, I don't want to call her the coupon queen because I think somebody else has that, but she will give us so many different ways to save money when we are at the store. So we've got a fun week up next, but for today, we're going to cover burgers, cake, and feeling healthy. Also, I want to tell you that Food for Thought is brought to you by the Red Arrow Diners of Manchester Milford, and now the drive-through version, brand new, is in Londonderry, redarrowdiner.com. Also, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale & Company is Fallon's Furniture. We thank them for the beautiful work they've done. This is like the most beautiful radio facilities I think I've worked in my 40-plus years. My name is Mike Morin. Yeah, I've been around for about 30 years, different stations, TV, writing, write for the Nashua Telegraph, column every other Tuesday. I've been doing that for almost 11 years. And my book, 50 Shades of Radio, True Stories of a Radio Guy Getting Wired, Tired, and Fired. So there you go. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. And I also want to talk about restaurants, all right? We all like to get out and have a nice meal from time to time. The Hippo, we started a little bit on this yesterday, but we kind of didn't plan properly for time, and so we only got through a couple of them because then we had to feed Mayor Ted Gatzis and a bunch of other people who came by. So what I'd like to do is pick up on that here for a little bit before we get to comedy cold cuts, in case you haven't seen the issue, the April 30th issue of The Hippo, I'm going to run down the top 20 restaurants, and in your mind, you can kind of decide if you think they deserve to be in the top 20, especially when we get close to the top two or three. And I think I've eaten at most of these, although I'm going to start with number 20. Number 20 on the Hippo's best 50 restaurants in Manchester, Nashua, and Concord is Northside Grill on Dairy Road in Hudson. Even though I lived in Hudson and I live near there now, I must admit I have not eaten there, so I can't really offer any personal thoughts on if I agree or disagree with it being number 20. Must be pretty good coming in the top 20 when you consider there's hundreds of restaurants in the circulation area of the Hippo that could have been selected. Number 20 ain't too shabby. Number 19, oh, I know it well, Bedford Village Inn. This is classic fine dining, and they do it with elegance. And it's what you'd call an occasion restaurant, and I go there every occasion I can. They also have a really great function hall. It's the Great Room, beautifully done, all wood beam, with an area of rooms that you can see kind of open up and above the dance floor area. Anyway, the food is great at the weddings, and clearly a five-star restaurant, in my opinion, if whatever that means. But I, as a wedding DJ, I was there for over 100 functions and parties and weddings. So I got to sample a lot of their food, and I know that it's good because I always made sure they fed the DJ, and they were very good about that. So Bedford Village Inn, number 19, do they deserve to be higher? Maybe. I think I'd probably put them a little bit higher. All right, number 18, Cask and Vine on East Broadway and Derry, another one I have not been to. Don't know anything about it, but they are number 18 on the Hippo's top 50 list. Number 17 definitely belongs in the top 20, Tuscan Kitchen. Joe Farrow doing a fantastic job, and I think when they first opened, the word was you just can't get in on a Friday or Saturday night, and then things kind of got a little bit easier, and you could and can, but what they did is they built sort of what I call maybe a little satellite business across the parking lot called the Tuscan Market. So the dining over in the Tuscan Market is a little more casual and a little bit different menu, but all prepared with the same recipes and ingredients. I mean, it's an open kitchen. You can see them making pasta and everything else. They also have a little shopping area there. If you want to get some fine cheese or some olive oils from around the world, they have a really nice wine cellar section there. That's at the Tuscan Market. The Tuscan Kitchen is just phenomenal. You drive up to it. It's right at right off exit 2 and 93 in Salem, right near Route 28 and 97. They call the depot area of Salem. And I'm going to bet that a good many of you have been there. It's outstanding Italian food, Tuscan Kitchen, number 17. Number 16, one of my favorites, New England's Tap House Grill. They're on Hooksett Road in Hooksett. Let me tell you about this particular place. I lived in Hooksett for 6-7 years. And I don't want to be unkind, but the dining in Hooksett, for the most part, not that great. Not that many places to go to. Now, you're close enough to Manchester. You hop on the highway. You go into Boston. Drive up to Concord. Hooksett just, in my opinion, and tell me if I'm wrong, didn't have a really great dining scene until New England's Tap House Grill came along. And then what happened? About 6 months after they opened, I moved. So I do get back to when I can, although it is not nearly often enough. Highly recommend it. They have a nice on-tap beer section. They bake a lot of the bread that they use in the restaurant, and they invite you to try Tuckerman's Pale Ale, which is one of their featured 48 beers on tap. So it's you know where Merchants Automotive is? Well, it's basically in the plaza sort of behind them near the Dunkin' Donuts. Right there, that's where the New England Tap House Grill is. Outstanding. I give them 5 stars. Number 15, O Steaks and Seafood on South Street in Concord. I'm so sorry to say I've not been there. Everybody tells me how great it is and recommends it, and I will get there one of these days, but I have not as of yet. So they are number 15. We're looking at the Hippo's top 50 list of your favorite restaurants as voted by the readers of the Hippo. Number 14, Angelina's Restaurant Italiano, also in Concord on Depot Street. Have not been there. It's classic Italian cuisine, dinner menu featuring things like antipasta. Of course, you'd expect that. Salads, vegetarian selections, pasta selections, and, of course, chicken, veal, grilled dishes, and desserts. And wine, the wine list features a selection of great wines. It includes special Italian reserve wines. So there you go. You want to pay a little? You want to pay a little more for a reserve wine? You can do it at Angelina's Restaurant Italiano in Concord. All right, number 13. Ah, love this place. Buckley's Great Steaks. Michael Buckley, of course, has Surf and another restaurant in Nashville. Well, this was a steakhouse that he put up on the Danny Webster Highway in Merrimack. Outstanding. Fine foods and steaks. You know, I wouldn't call it, it's not stuffy, but it's definitely very nice. And you can count on terrific. I mean, Michael Buckley is certainly one of the best chefs in our part of the state. So Buckley's, I would definitely give them a thumbs up or two on that one. Number 12, as we head toward the top 10, MT's Local Kitchen and Wine Bar. Well, that's Michael Buckley's. It's his place, but it's called MT's Local Kitchen and Wine Bar. And it's right there on Main Street in Nashua. I haven't been there since they changed the name. It was something else, and they kind of changed it up, but they have live entertainment from time to time, and they typically make almost every best restaurant list there is, especially if you're from the southern part of the state and you get to Nashua, you know the restaurant, MT's Local Kitchen and Wine Bar, number 12. Number 11 is the Common Man in Concord, of course, essentially the Common Man all up and down the spine of the state along 93, many of the exits. The one that I get to is the one off exit 3. In Wyndham from time to time, and I love the upstairs there, and it's always very cozy. I love the furniture. You love the cheese dips, and, of course, you get the white chocolate after your meal. They bring out a little pile of that. So outstanding. I do like the Common Man restaurant. They are all over the state. They come in at number 11. Definitely casual dining, but it's just got that little extra New Hampshire feel to it, which for anybody coming to the state to visit, I think you get a good sampling of what New Hampshire dining is. It's not high-end, and it certainly isn't pedestrian, but it's certainly a cut above the average, and I would say you get your money's worth. My opinion, you may beg to differ. That's the Common Man. Alex Ray, the owner, of course, doing a great job and is very involved in the community and encourages his employees to be the same way. Number 10, as we hit the top 10, restaurants, according to the Hippo and the people who voted. Number 10 is Firefly American Bistro in Concord. I'm sorry, Concord Street in Manchester. Carol and I talked a little bit about this restaurant yesterday. Well, that's where we began at number 10, and we only got a couple minutes into it and had to abandon. So number 10, Firefly American Bistro and Bar. A good place to go if you have seen a show at the Palace Theater, as we did one night, and the entire cast was there. We sat down, and here they all came from the show that we had just seen. It was their opening night, and they were having a good time, blowing off some steam. Copper Door Restaurant, outstanding, cut above, fine dining in a very casual approach or feel. But the food is anything but average. It's a beautiful facility. They've got a great bar. They also have an area that isn't necessarily traditional seating up close at the front of the house, but then you can move back to the tables. My favorite drink there, because I'm a margarita guy, is their Chipotle margarita. Very spicy. You can see the little flecks of whatever it is that's heating it up. It's outstanding. So that's my favorite beverage there. Their soups are tremendous, and their restaurants are just a thing of beauty. Highly recommend. There's a five-star endorsement. Number 9, the Copper Door in Bedford. Let's move on now to number 8, Cotton Restaurant. Jeffrey Page and his wife, Peaches. This is a classic family-run restaurant. It's, I would say, an upscale take on comfort food. I mean, if you like mac and cheese, and I love his version of meatloaf and a bunch of other stuff. Jeffrey Page actually has worked in this business. One of the first farm-to-table guys. Back, we're talking in the early 90s when that concept was, you know, usually met with a stare. But now, of course, it's the trendy thing to talk about it. He was 20 years ahead of the curve on that. He actually had a chance once to do some cooking with the late Julia Child. So he certainly has earned his stripes for sure. And his restaurant, one of the best. It's right on Commercial Street, right next to the Manchester campus of UNH. Can't miss it. It's beautiful, and it is right below the Bridge Street Bridge, kind of goes right above it. So if you can get to Cotton, highly recommend it. They actually have a very nice little outdoor seating area that is kind of covered with vines. So it's you feel like you're eating out in somebody's vineyard, but it's the food is great, and Jeff and Peaches are fantastic. Hanover Street Chop House, can't say enough for that. As you can see, we're getting to the top seven, and it appears that I've probably eaten it at all of these, I think, and maybe you have as well. Hanover Street Chop House, Chuck Rolichek, the CR Sparks guy, originally before, of course, it was sold, bulldozed, and became a Lexus dealership, did build a fine dining restaurant right downtown, Hanover Street Chop House. Stephen Clutter bought it from him. Oh, gee, a year ago, probably maybe even two, but outstanding. It's got the wooden interior, got the tablecloths, very, very knowledgeable staff. They know their stuff. The kitchen is outstanding. Stuart is the executive chef there. Also have room for some functions in the lower area. Great wine selection. They do bourbon tastings from time to time. And I tell you, I love the just sitting at the bar. It's just... Everybody who's anybody kind of shows up at this place. Not that I fit that category, but when I'm in there, I always see somebody I know. If you want fine dining, this is another one of those what I would call occasion or destination restaurants, Hanover Street Chop House, number seven. Number six is another Michael Buckley creation, and that is Surf Restaurant on Main Street in Nashua. He's also opened one in Portsmouth, but that isn't on the list. Hippo's circulation generally doesn't really reach the seacoast that I'm aware of. Surf Restaurant, a really nice contemporary take on seafood. It really is good. Small plates, surf-style sandwiches, tacos, healthy lifestyles, all kinds of specialties like portobello stuffed flounder and sesame-seared tuna. They have a raw bar and a sushi menu, so if that floats your boat, so to speak, Surf Restaurant, another Michael Buckley production, the steakhouse guy, and MT's. MT's right across the street. All right, let's move on now to number five as we head down the home stretch of the favorite restaurants, according to Hippo Magazine and your votes, the Barley House in Concord. I have been there once. Love the atmosphere. Had a really good, I think it was a peppercorn encrusted hamburger, which is one of my favorite ways to have a burger. They did a really nice job, you know, right across the street from the State House. Very convenient. And with the new downtown Main Street renovation, as soon as that all gets done in about a year and a half, it's really going to be very slick, that whole area downtown on North Main. So the Barley House, fantastic. Number four is Mint Bistro in Manchester. Love it, love it, love it. There have been a couple other places, a couple other restaurants in this particular location. Mint is at 1105 Elm Street in Manchester. And it's probably been 6 months since I've been there. I actually got a little bit of a tour of the place. It's great. So that one also makes my top list as well. Tuckaway Tavern and Butchery. More people say, Mike, have you ever been to the Tuckaway Tavern? I have not, but I actually was next to them during a macaroni and cheese competition that I was in a couple of years ago. Wow. Their mac and cheese was great. Their food is fantastic. I'm sorry to say again that I can't personally tell you, other than tasting the mac and cheese they entered for the competition. Here's a sample dish. The whole Truckin' Farm, made with Angus cow burger, fried chicken, smoky bacon, tuck sauce, and cheddar cheese. That'll set you back $12, but you won't leave hungry, I don't think. At number three, the Tuckaway Tavern and Butchery. So, yes, you can buy finer meats there as well. Take it home, cook it yourself. But why would you? Number two. Now, this is where you see everybody in town. The Puritan Backroom on Hooksett Road in Manchester. The Puritan Backroom has been a Manchester and indeed New Hampshire institution, icon, whatever you want to call it, for many, many years. Love that place. Chicken fingers and what else are they known for? You're right, the mudslides. But they limit you to two. So they realize that those things go down so easy. But they make sure that everybody leaves in a responsible shape. The Puritan Backroom, number two, and the number one Hippo 50 favorite restaurants goes to Republic. Republic on Elm Street in Manchester. Ed Aloys owns this restaurant. He at one time, I believe, owned Cotton. And he is one of the most interesting and thoughtful restaurant tours in this area. In fact, we had a guest on yesterday, Randy Clemens, who has written a couple books where you use sriracha in all the recipes. And he just moved to New Hampshire after his whole life pretty much in California. And one of the things that made him decide to move here was not only the friendly people in New Hampshire, but he was sitting in Republic, the top restaurant here, and he probably didn't realize that at the time. Loved it, called his friend and said, you know what, I am moving to New Hampshire. I'm sitting in this great restaurant. I love it up here. So he and his significant other ended up moving here, and Republic, where he kind of announced it to some friends, is number one on the list. Again, it's not like a lot of other restaurants. You'll see some things that perhaps you won't see elsewhere. For instance, all the beef is locally sourced, as are almost everything else that they use when possible in season. So there you go. There's your top 20 list. I'm sorry that we weren't able to get to it yesterday as we tried, but now you have heard. Brings us to 1230. This is WTPL 107.7 The Pulse. I'm Mike Morin, and we're coming back talking hamburger on the Comedy Cold Cut section next on The Pulse.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hello, everybody. This is Food for Thought. My name is Mike Morin. Carol Lawrence, my partner on the show Monday through Friday, is taking a day off, and she'll be away on Monday as well. But we'll forge ahead with lots of fun and some interesting guests, as we always do, from 10 to noon. You know, you can also find Food for Thought online. We have a website now, which is a collection place of some of the recipes we talk about. You can also listen to some past shows. Maybe you had a friend who was on as a guest, or, you know, we have a lot of celebrity chefs that are known nationally, the Food Network, and every show will be and is archived. You can find that as well. I haven't really worked too many places that actually archive everything, but it's there. I mean, not that you want to listen to it over and over, but there might be something occasionally. So if you can remember the date it was, that's going to help you. So you can check that out at foodforthoughtnh.com. Also, we're on Facebook. Add Food for Thought with Carol, so check that out as well. Of course, The Pulse, you can listen to us anywhere around the world and stream us. And I know a lot of people listen to us that way, and if you're doing so today at work or wherever, and if you're at work or if you're on, you know, some big country somewhere, we're so glad you're with us. Express Jewelry is one of our sponsors on South Main in Manchester. ExpressJewelryNH.com, precision repair and services. At Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill on 2nd Street, Manchester. Authentic Mexican at incredible prices. They fed Mayor Ted Gatzis yesterday, and he loved it. So there you go. That's who brings the show to you every day from 10 to noon on The Pulse, 107.7 WTPL. It's 1237. We always like to look at the food holiday, be it a day or a month, and it so happens that May, yeah, it's May already. Can you believe it? The 1st of May. May is National Hamburger Month. Hey, the weather's good enough to get out and grill. If you do it right, nothing beats a grilled or barbecued hamburger, however you prefer to do. Also, next week, and we're going to address this also in Comedy Cold Cuts today, it's Craft Beer Day on May 4th. But let's begin with hamburgers, shall we? National Hamburger Month. And we have a couple selections here from the movie Pink Panther. Now, this is not the original. This is where Steve Martin plays Clouseau. And the first segment here of our Comedy Cold Cuts today, this is where Inspector Clouseau has a tutor trying to teach him how to order a hamburger in English.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
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 No, no, no. Let's break it down. I would like to buy a
A
hamburger.
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 Ham.
Ham.
Burr.
Burr.
Gurr.
Gurr.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
It's not damburger, hamburger.
I'm not saying dimburger. I said I would like to buy a damburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy the hamburger.
Hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Maybe we should stop.
We don't quit. We do not quit. Again, again.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy the burger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a burger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
The burger.
There's Steve Martin playing Inspector Clouseau from the more recent version of Pink Panther. So there you go. All right, so there's another part of the movie where hamburgers, our topic today on Comedy Cold Cuts, come into play. This is where Inspector Clouseau is, being ready to go on a flight somewhere, and he's in line with the TSA. Of course, there was no TSA when Peter Sellers was the Pink Panther back in the 60s, I think it was. So this is him in line. He gets, apparently, his suitcase gets mixed up with somebody else, and they open it up, and they find things like ninja stars, nunchucks, an axe, knives, guns, you know, all the stuff that, of course, you can't take on a plane, and suddenly it's in his possession, or so the TSA thinks. So, of course, they get all the, you know, the German Shepherd. They got a German Shepherd dog to come and check and sniff him to make sure there's nothing else he shouldn't have. But what they don't realize is that he has four hamburgers in his pocket. And that's what the dog is drawn to. So this is a little setup for you. Once again, Steve Martin as the Pink Panther.
I've never seen that stuff in my life.
Jimbo!
You don't need Jimbo.
Jimbo's day!
What's in your pocket, sir?
Missing.
Sir, I'll say again. What's in your pocket?
Missing.
I'm gonna ask you again. What's in your pocket, sir?
All right. I have in my pocket a couple of Antwortsworths.
What?
I have in my pocket a couple of dollars.
Sir?
And dollars.
Sir, in your pocket you have?
All right, I have four and dollars.
I'm sorry, what's more? Again.
Deva!
Sir?
Calm down. And Gutenberg.
Sir, I'm losing my patience.
Oh, you are? You are losing your patience?
Yes.
I'm sitting telling you I have a couple of dumbbells, huh?
I've got an Andartar down on six. I've got an Andartar down on six!
Watch the wound, sir! Show me the hand, sir! All right, I'll just show you. Oh, you can see it, sir!
Sick him, Davia!
So there you go. It's Steve Martin as Inspector Clouseau with hamburgers in his pocket. Just hearing him try to say it again was worth listening to. As we continue, this is Comedy Cold Cuts every Friday on the Pulse WTPL 107.7. And we are talking hamburgers. It is National Hamburger Month. All right, show of hands, how many out there have worked for McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's or KFC or Taco Bell or you name it? There's so many fast food restaurants. I did my time at McDonald's in Michigan where I grew up, and I have to admit, I enjoyed it. I guess I like I was the window guy, and I would always get in trouble because I would be too chatty with the customers, and McDonald's is all about getting the food out fast. That's their hallmark, and I was not as good at that because I was such a yapper. But anyway, I guess it was natural I'd be doing this now instead of selling burgers. But I did enjoy my year and a half while I was in college at McDonald's. So Dane Cook, who has his roots in Boston, talks about when he worked at Burger King. This is comedian Dane Cook.
We've all had some crappy jobs, right? Everybody's had crappy jobs. Whatever. You got to do it. First job I had, Burger King. I'll come up there, man. My brother got me the job, too. My brother got me the job.
Mm-hmm.
He was the manager. And he got me the job. You think that would be cool, you know? Because he's my bro. But he was a dick. He thought he was the Burger King, you know what I'm saying? He would put me on drive-thru every night. Why do people insist on yelling at the drive-thru? You know, it's modern technology. I'd be there with my little headset. Hi, welcome to Burger King. May I take your order? Sir, Whopper, no onion, one fry! Excuse me, Chewbacca? years here, Pacino. Let's calm down. All right, we're dealing with food, not missiles here, Governor. Now drive around!
There's Dane Cook. Oh, we're only halfway through our segment on hamburgers, and we're also going to transition into beer because next week is, I believe it's the 4th or 5th. Well, it wouldn't be the 5th because that's Cinco de Mayo, but it's next week is Craft Beer Day, so we had to get some comedy in there about beer. So more burgers and more beer when we come back. You're listening to Comedy Cold Cuts. It's the Food for Thought with Carol and Mike here at 107.7 The Pulse, WTPL.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
I love that man, Peter St. James. We're brought to you by Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, IntegrityFit.com, and Belmont Hall and Restaurant, 718 Grove Street in Manchester, BelmontHall.net. Mike Morn, Carol's away today. It's Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. Back into Comedy Cold Cuts. Today's topic, at least the first segment, has been hamburgers, and it will continue for one more Comedy Cold Cut. There's a very famous talk show host, used to be a DJ in Cleveland by the name of Don Imus. I'm sure you know him or know of him, maybe listen to him. Anyway, this was a very funny call he made to a local McDonald's when he needed to get some hamburgers for a special reason. Here's Don Imus.
It is time now for Crime Fighter's Notebook.
Morning, McDonald's.
Hi, McDonald's hamburgers?
Yes, it is.
this is Sergeant Kirkland of the Air National Guard, and I'd like to get some lunches to go if I possibly could.
We're not open for another 2 hours, sir.
Well, what time would it be? About 10 o'clock you'd open?
Well, 10:30, sir.
Yeah, well, I wondered if I can give the order now. I need quite a few, and stop by this afternoon and pick them up.
Well, I'm just cleaning up. I'm the assistant manager.
Like to get, if I could, 1,200 hamburgers.
12? Pardon me, sir?
1,200 hamburgers is what we'd like to get. We got a troop movement scheduled, one to the local colleges, and like to... Just get some lunches to go.
Just a moment. I'm going to have to ask my... could you hold on for
a
second?
Yeah,
Sergeant, just a moment, sir. There's a guy here who's a sergeant with the National Guard, and he wants 1,200 hamburgers.
Hello?
What should I do?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, listen, what do you think?
Well, we don't have enough meat or the buns for 1,200 hamburgers.
Well, can't you get some from the other stores?
I guess
that's the government, you know.
Yes, sir. I'll have to do that,
sir. I'll tell you what. Why don't you just take the order and then get them as soon as you can, and I'll call you back in an hour or so, okay?
That would be good, sir.
All right, we need... Huh?
1,200
hamburgers. Now, listen, on 300 of those, I want you to hold the mustard, but put on plenty of mayonnaise and lettuce. Yeah. And I don't want any onions on those. And on 200, when I make that 201, I want you to hold the mayo and lettuce, but lay on the mustard and make those medium rare. And if on the first 300... Let's see. On the first 300, if you can cook 275 of those rare with onions and mustard and mayo and no lettuce.
Rare.
You got that so far?
Yeah.
No lettuce. And it's okay to hold the mustard on those either. And don't butter the buns on half of those, but put butter on about 134. Well, see, half of 275 would be 134, right? And then the half of that, make it butter on the buns. We'll make it butter on the buns for 135 with no mustard or lettuce, but plenty of mayonnaise and onions. Then we want 250 just plain with no mustard or mayonnaise or lettuce or onions. Well, wait a minute. You can put lettuce on three of those and cook those medium well with no butter on the buns. And could we get some chocolate shakes for everybody? Hello?
There we go. Back in the days when Don Imus was actually a DJ before talk show host on WGAR out of Cleveland. 1,200 hamburgers to go. He actually did a couple of comedy albums back in the 70s, and that was the title cut of one of them. Can't remember. There might have been another one. But anyway, thank you, Don Imus. All right, finally... The hamburger segment's done, but we have time for just a little tribute to craft beer makers, although the topic specifically in this Comedy Cold Cut is not craft beers, but it's beer math, and next week, one of the days of the week is Craft Beer Day. This is John Reap explaining beer math.
I like to meet the guy that invented beer, and then buy that dude a beer. I even love those old beer slogans, man. You guys remember this one? This old Milwaukee. It don't get no better than this. Yes, it does. They should say, old Milwaukee. It don't get no cheaper than this. That's why you buy it. That's why you've ever bought it. I know you've all done that beer math in your head, right? You're in front of the beer cooler at the grocery store, you're freaking out. Hang on, I get this, I can figure this out now, hang on. Okay, here's the deal. Here is the deal. We can get a case of Heineken or 15 cases of old Milwaukee. That's a no-brainer. That's Milwaukee every time. How much fun do you want to have? I like Budweiser. That's my favorite beer, Budweiser. Not because of the way it tastes or anything, but because it's the easiest one to order when you're hammered. Bartender says last call. You cannot say Heineken after 15 Heinekens. Last call, what can I get you? Have a dad. Heineken. Heineken. Bud.
There you go. That's John Reap and his tribute to beer math. Well, this is the Pulse WTPL, and that's our comedy cold cut segment for today. We'll have some more fun stuff lined up next Friday in the 12 o'clock hour. Carol Lawrence is away. She'll be back on Tuesday. Don't forget, later on, you'll have a chance to score a qualifying position for the Pulse's Mother's Day contest. Grand prize winner gets an overnight stay at the Gunstock Inn in Guilford, complete with dinner and spa services. We'll let you know when it's time to call. The grand prize drawing, by the way, on the New Hampshire Wake Up Show a week from today, May the 8th. We'll be coming back on the other side of our news update, talking to Charlotte Newville, who has written a book called Stylish Cakes. She went from fashion to baking and just mixed them together. We'll talk to her a little after 1 o'clock right here on The Pulse. It's 1256 WTPL.